This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. These have been a tumultuous couple of weeks for the subscription video site OnlyFans. It got real popular during the pandemic, you might know this, thanks in large part to sexually explicit content. A couple of weeks ago, though, the company said it was going to ban that content. There was lots of pushback, including from sexual content creators who'd come to rely on the income they made on OnlyFans. And then the company backed down and reversed the policy change. But creators and their allies are keeping up the pressure, including this week protests against businesses they say discriminate against legal sex work. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one for us.
OnlyFans became popular with sex workers because it helped them do something many have been trying to do for decades, control their own content and cut out some of the intermediaries.
They don't have a boss at a strip club or an agent at a talent agency running their shoots for them.
That's an OnlyFans content creator who goes by Taylor. We're not using her full name to protect her privacy.
And this is not something that people were able to do 5 or 10 years ago.
And it has been lucrative. Taylor says she makes $6,000 to $10,000 a month on OnlyFans from between 1,000 and 1,300 subscribers to her content. Nude photos, videos of her on her own or with partners, trans fetish scenes, and some of her friends, she says, earn even more.
We do this work because there's a demand for it. And it's legal work. It's consensual, legal work. And if there wasn't a demand for it, we wouldn't be doing it and we wouldn't be making so much money.
For a few years, OnlyFans was happy to take its 20% cut. Then in August, it announced its policy change. Its adult content creators were angry, but they weren't all that surprised.
Well before the OnlyFans ban, right? Sex workers have been dealing with the effects of systemic banking and financial discrimination.
Angela Jones teaches sociology and studies online sex work at Farmingdale State College. She says, for example, sex workers have trouble using online payment platforms.
American Express, Cash App, Chase Bank, I don't want to leave any out, PayPal, Venmo, right? It just is examples. There's far more than that. Already have policies refusing to process payments for sex workers. And that's across erotic industries, right? Including those like porn, that are legal.
Major credit cards stopped working with Pornhub after allegations that the platform wasn't doing enough to block videos of child exploitation and non-consensual content. That move didn't elicit so much outcry. But OnlyFans was full of celebrities and new performers who turned to making adult content during the pandemic. Alana Evans is president of the Adult Performance Artists Guild.
And so now everyone is so comfortable with this idea of sexuality that is attached to OnlyFans that when it became under attack, I think your average person felt that their own freedoms were being attacked.
The idea that some sex work is more respectable than others is something people in the industry call the whorearchy.
So the hierarchy is both within sex worker communities, but also in terms of how outsiders understand sex work.
Heather Berg is author of the book Porn Work and teaches gender studies at Washington University in St. Louis.
Where in-person work, such as the escorting, is understood really in many ways at the bottom of that hierarchy. But OnlyFans, through its mainstreaming, you know, curried some public favor, some kind of sense of legitimacy.
For those whose full-time career is making adult content, the payments issue is an ongoing problem. Industry organizers are pressuring MasterCard, for example, to alter policy changes around age and consent requirements. MasterCard told us its policies are focused on making sure platforms selling adult content and the banks that serve them have enough controls to prevent illegal content and that it doesn't prohibit legal adult activity. For the OnlyFans content creator we're calling Taylor, she says the last few weeks have been a reminder of how precarious her work can be. She's solidifying her other income streams, pet and wedding photography, and dog training.
Buddy, you can't squeak while I'm talking. We're going to have to do something about this. He's a puppy.
She says she hasn't lost many clients, and she has a business degree, which she says helps her navigate the changing terms of service on various platforms. She told her subscribers that she joined an OnlyFans competitor, and she's part of a community of trans women sex workers who share information and resources.
I am going to make sure that I'm not in a position where if something like this happens, I don't feel like the rug was pulled out from under me. And I know a lot of other girls are thinking the same thing.
Like her, they're diversifying their income and joining new platforms, including some run by sex workers themselves. OnlyFans declined to comment for this story. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.